The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Simultaneously.
Hang on here.
I'm upset because no one knew where you were. And if, huge if, you're going to be involved.
Oh, what?
Oh, my God, in any sort of parental role for Abigine.
She's not on the phone yet.
Oh, she's not. I was on the hotline. Who was on the hotline?
They were just checking in ahead of time and saying, hey, we're going to come to you next.
Yeah, so. Got it.
Calling us to say they were going to call us.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's my fault.
Yeah.
Hang on. Any minute.
Any minute now. Aisha Tyler. Sorry, be so rude and cut her off there. Nick Allen with us. We'll cut him off all day. And
we are the best and simultaneously the worst form of entertainment on the radio. Ever.
Covering the spectrum.
And we're tweeting at TNT Radio Empire, Facebook, and broadcast and podcast. And Nick Allen, Funny Bone, headliner, Sunday.
Sunday at 7. Richard Reese is featuring.
And you're there Thursday with the Clash of the Comics. And Friday and Saturday, Billy Gardell. That's funnybonomaha.com. Billy will be on the show with us on Friday.
I'd never really seen any of his stand-up.
I've watched it on TV. Actually,
it's funny.
He was here before Mike and Molly. He was at the old studio, in the studio with us. Good dude, man. Very funny.
Well, and he's dirty, full circle. Yeah. Bookend. A bookend for him for Mike and Molly. The beginning
and the
end.
Right.
And he's got, he seems like I haven't met him, but he seems like he's a good dude. When he did that, with all that success he had, he did that Road Dog special, put like Uncle Lair up on Showtime.
Yes, that was
awesome.
Yeah, the Road Dog. He loves Road Dogs. And I do like that about him. He put Uncle, and he's a big Steeler fan too, so we'll have a mutual masturbation thing on Friday. Yeah. You guys will hate, but you won't yell at him because he's him.
Might. Yeah, we just might.
You'll yell at me.
Yeah, we might. Just
Tyler,
might.
Why aren't you
I'm upset because no one knew where you were. And if, huge if, you're going to be involved, oh my God, in any sort of parental role for Abigine.
No, yeah, I want to, but are we married to Abigine or?
Believe me, I tried. Zip it, G-Baw.
No! I will not be called G-Baw. It's Grandmother Archer or nothing.
Then hush. Because we, you and I, are going to have to establish some ground rules.
Lana, they're just going to get broken.
I'm now going to feed our child. If you would like to talk while I do so, follow me.
I would love to talk, Lana. Just don't want to have to listen.
That's a whole other, that was last season, but she's just...
Criminal Minds,
new season Archer.
There's a movie called Axis. She's on the top. She's got way too much going on. Aisha Tyler joins us. How do you do it?
I'm good. How are you?
How do you do what you do? I want to know if you leave the talk set and then go do acting, because I've seen Criminal Minds and you're great on that. I mean, how do you do all this?
Yeah, why can't you be more like us?
And be lazy.
You do your show and then go home and take a nap. You got one job. Just one job. You're making the rest of us look bad.
You are.
Oh, God, I dream about leaving my job and taking a nap. I do exactly what you said. I do the talk in the morning, and then I go straight from there to Criminal Minds, and I work at Criminal Minds into the night, and then I get up in the morning and do it all over again.
See, but you love that. You could quit your jobs.
Yeah, but she's only talking it for an hour. I'm not going to benefit. I'm not going to pattern her back too much.
No.
Yeah, thank you. Reserve your compliments.
I love everything you do, but the talk's an hour, and with commercials, it's probably 45 minutes.
But wait a second. I'm going to... Yeah, I know you're going to hate this, but I'm going to give
I'm joking.
I'm going to give you this compliment about the talk.
What?
Because a lot of people, they could be in the role of a contributor, or they can play a good role as host, and you pull both of them off. And I don't think people, well, obviously at the show and at the network, they recognize that, but that's very difficult to be.
Thank you.
I don't think most people could pull that off.
Well, I mean, you know, I think I'm pulling it off. I don't know how well I'm doing, but
all right.
I enjoy myself, and I'm lucky to be doing all this stuff. I mean, And it's never going to be this crazy again. I'm on 4 television shows. That's really unusual. You know, I'm just waiting for somebody to come on, knock on my door and go, I'm sorry, you have too many shows. We're just going to take a couple away.
Well,
that's going to happen.
Well, strike while the iron's hot, too. That's good. But you also did tell us about the movie, because that's something you didn't have to do, and you did that.
Yeah, this is something.
Exactly. I'm a greedy bastard. I agree.
No, you're ambitious.
I am ambitious. And also, you know, look, if you're an actor, you always have your hand out. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like a Oliver Twist. You're like, please, sir, may I have some more? You know, you're always waiting to get fired.
Right.
And so I think if you can create a life for yourself where you can do lots of different stuff, you're just putting a couple extra legs on your stool. So if one of you breaks, you know, you don't fall to the ground. So I'd always wanted to direct. I ended up directing a bunch of shorts, including I directed part of my comedy special for Comedy Central in 2007. And then I did a bunch of shorts and did some music videos for the game's Clutch and some pickups, and just was getting ready to direct this feature. And then a friend of mine had written a script and brought it to me, and I loved it. And it was a great first feature because I didn't have a lot of time. I had a week off last year to do a movie. I had essentially just 7 days free. And this was a movie I could make in 7 days, but it turned out to be such a great experience. It turned out beautifully. And I'm definitely going to direct more features. And, you know, at some point, you know, I mean, black don't crack, but it ages slowly like a fine wine. I'm going to have to figure out what I want to do when I'm old and need to be wheeled from place to place on some kind of a roustabout. Yeah. So, you know, but I loved it. It was such a great experience. I love action movies. I grew up with a single dad. So, you know, we would just see stuff like, you know, Road Warrior and Die Hard and Terminator when I was a kid. And those are the movies that I want to make. So, you know, to make my first film be a thriller was a pretty cool experience.
Axis, Sam Rockwell, Adam Rodriguez, Aisha Tyler. So when can people see that?
It's out on the festival circuit now. I'm taking it around the country. Mm-hmm. It's at the Newport Beach Film Festival this weekend, the 22nd of April, and then at the Nashville Film Festival next weekend. Mm-hmm. And then it goes to the Bentonville Film Festival after that. And then it'll be out in theaters and video on demand in the fall.
Now, Archer is a coma Archer. It takes place in the 40s right now, right?
Yeah, we kind of don't know if this season of Archer, which is Archer Dreamland, is taking place inside Archer's head, but the entire
I hate when the animated shows are fake.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. When this doesn't feel realistic at all. Lana has personally shot Archer like 37 times, so yeah, there's a little bit of surrealism to the show. But the whole gang is in 1940s Los Angeles, so it's this kind of film noir gumshoe mystery this season, and it's pretty cool. People are really loving it. I play a torch singer. Lana's a torch singer. She sings in a nightclub. She may not be exactly what she seems. It's going to be a pretty cool storyline.
Can you sing?
Oh, yes, I can. We have to watch the show.
I'm watching it, but you still haven't been on it there. Okay, got it. Got it. So we're going to hear you sing then, right? We're going to hear you sing?
Yeah.
Excellent.
I sing in the season premiere,
Aisha Tyler with us. She's on everything. Turn the TV around. She's on. Criminal Minds, The Talk, Archer, a new movie called Axis.
You ever have the itch to do stand-up?
I do. I just took. I'm taking a break, but I'll get back to it. I don't have the time anymore. You know that requires getting on a plane every weekend, and I just with the shows and stuff, I just don't have the time to do it.
Yeah, well, see, that's your own.
Taking a hiatus.
That's your own fault for making movies.
Well, the key was she had 7 days off. She did a movie. We have 7 days off. We drink.
Oh, yeah. Or go hide in the mountains somewhere or something.
I feel
lazy. Why can't you do that? Why you got to make us look so bad?
She makes everybody look bad. She's amazing. Aisha Tyler.
I would love to go hide in the mountains and drink. That sounds like a great time.
What do you do in your downtime? And do you have any downtime?
Well, I drink.
And are you going to the talk set here anytime soon? Like 5 minutes or something?
I'll be headed to the talk in 20 minutes.
All right. What's on tap for the talk today?
I don't know. We typically don't get our topics until we get in the morning. So we have a meeting in the morning. We look at what news broke overnight and we figure it out, you know, right before we go out.
We
try to make it as topical as we can.
Do you purposely not get political on that show? Because all the other talk shows do.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, there are other shows that do that very well. And we've never really been a hardcore political show. You know, it's hard to be really political and not polarize, you know, not lose half of your audience on any given day.
Yeah, tell us.
Hard to do, right? Yeah.
Politics has become so infused with pop culture, I find it difficult to separate
the two. It's kind of nice that the talk is obviously a show that could just to be happy. Like you said, you got stars on there, you're having fun, and I guess that's a break for people. And you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah,
so.
It's a nice respite for you.
And you put it beautifully. It's a break for people. We're inundated with political news right now, right? So it's nice to have an hour that's not about politics. Yeah. But, you know, I'm political online. I'm political on my social media platforms.
Yes, you are.
We love that.
Yes, I am.
We know where you stand.
Yeah. Because you would argue with Cheryl Underwood. Cheryl's been in the studio before. I know Cheryl's a conservative, but she's not Cheryl can't be a Trumper, is she? You're not going to go there. You're not going to go there, are you?
Definitely a conservative.
I know she is.
We agree on a lot of stuff.
All right, good.
And then the places where we disagree, we respect each other.
All right.
I don't know that she's a Trumper. You'd have to ask her.
I'm scared of her. I'm scared of her. She's been in the studio. She's been in the studio a few times with us. I'm scared of Cheryl Underwood. All right, Aisha, thank you. Good luck, and we'll keep
it's
watching.
It's a pleasure, guys.
We'll keep watching.
All right. Awesome. Thank you so
take
much.
Take care.
Thank
appreciate you. The time.
Yeah, because I remember when we first time we met Cheryl Underwood 10, 12 years ago in the studio. She brought up the fact that she was conservative, and we go,
what?
Black chick conservative?
It was confused puppy dog.
Your head spun around.
And she was hardcore, too. That's why I'm scared of her, you know. We'd pull her weave off. We all wrestled that day.
And Tom Dustin works with her a lot. Yeah. That'd be an interesting
does he really?
Oh,
yeah. Hey, I got a text from a buddy of mine who's a mailman. We're familiar with that guy.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And he's delivering a big-ass dildos.com.
Nice.
He gets to do it.
Ha!
Yeah, I just got a picture of it.
Oh, I thought there was a picture with him holding it. That's too bad.
Oh, he says, God, I wish I needed a signature. This one doesn't need a signature.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think you got to pay extra for that service.
Do you? Okay, yeah.
Can he go knock on their door
just
anyway?
Just knock on the door anyway. I love that. Big-ass dildo.com. It's a hollow tube with nothing in it, and nobody's more pissed off than puss.
It says that on the package.
Check it out. What are the other names on that? You can order people stuff. It's bigassdildo.com.
Well,
there was a few other ones.
There was a vaginal odor spray, I think.
Yeah.
And something else.
Yeah, there was some hardcore stuff, which is great. Great pranks and... anybody can pull on anybody. You don't talk politics.
No,
vaginal odor spray just in time for Mother's Day.
Is he delivering that to a house?
He just showed me a picture. He said, "God, I wish I needed a signature."
Because
it's happening right now.
For it to be funny, you got to deliver that to an audience. It's got to be an office.
Yeah, but still, I get you're right. It might be an office. I don't know where it's at. It just shows me a picture.
Yeah, because it's just some guy going to his mailbox and taking that out. Nobody sees it. So.
But he's also...
But his friend knows he's getting it.
Yeah, it's not funny, though.
No, but it's funny because he knows somebody saw it.
Right.
And somebody at the post office put it in his,
But you gotta reach an audience.
Right.
Yeah.
To make it better. I think still sending bigassdodo.com to your office might get you in trouble. Even if your friend does it to you. Yeah, I got in trouble for you, man.
Right.
Because all it takes is the girl in the next cubicle to think she was sexually harassed by you getting a fake dildo sent to you. Don't you hate that?
She's jealous that she didn't get one. How come nobody sends me a big-ass dildo?
But isn't that the idea?
That stuck to the tape.
Thank you, Nick.
I mean, the point is to get a reaction.
I get that.
Yeah, so what if your buddy gets in trouble? You don't care. You just want the reaction.
Oh, I know that. Yeah, but you should care. Everybody gets in trouble.
Yeah, I know. Probably feel bad if he got fired as a result of your...
Once again, our kind of job, like that guy said, is 4 hours to tell dick jokes and leave, so we don't get in trouble for things like that.
Reason for leaving last job. I always sent a big-ass dildo when I got fired.
But it wasn't really a dildo, a hollow tube. I know, it sucks.
HR still got involved, and I still got fired.
Yeah, it's a different world nowadays.
Well, coming in September, I'm going to have to disqualify
who's taller?
Myself from who's taller.
You keep looking at that?
Well, every Wikipedia entry of who we're talking to.
Oh, you always go to Wikipedia. I never do.
Yeah.
I just go to whatever puss gives me. I bet you she's 5'11", right? Aisha?
She's 6 foot tall, according to Wikipedia.
She's a cutie.
And she has a birthday in September.
All right.
So I've seen so many of these, Craig, I'm going to have to recuse myself.
But you won't know who's taller. She has to have the same birthday as somebody else.
Right. It could be... anybody's birthday.
That's true.
Some guy could be Will Ferrell's birthday that day.
And he might be 6'1", he might be 6 foot. You don't know.
Yeah, maybe Manute Bol was born in September. Yeah.
But we know that Manute Bol is taller than whomever.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Deader, but
he's
taller.
Dead. Yeah, he's not tall anymore. Yeah. Mike probably is if you stood him up.
They had to fold him to bury him.
Yeah, and Will Ferrell is 6'3".
Shut up. Stop it. You are cheating. To rethink who's taller. Todd's cheating already.
Yeah, that's only
right.
that's only a few months away.
It might not make the fall schedule.
Oh no,
we're looking into it now.
Yeah. It went to pilot.
Todd's finding some loopholes.
Yep. Yeah, who's taller?
You
can't really recuse yourself. You'd be one less guy playing the game. That's no fun.
Right.
Yeah, you've got to, if you're not on board, it makes the whole thing pretty tough.
Thank you, Nick.
I just got to hope, like, the...
Who's taller could be cancer. Right, we don't know yet.
The other
That's
person.
That's disappointing.
Yeah. Do I have to recuse myself if I know how tall one person is?
No.
I don't think
no,
so.
No, you don't. Because
as long as you don't try and find out...
How tall...
I
never do that.
Okay. It has to be somebody we just interview.
That'd be cheating.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know...
That guy in Wichita that hates us will love who's taller.
Oh.
Non-political, whatever, just a joke.
My retention skills are crap, but if you mention Aisha Tyler's birthday, and you play, I'll remember she's 6 feet tall.
Well, I think we all will now.
Right.
Because you talked about it.
I won't forget that. Okay.
Put it in my brain. Now I can't play who's taller with Aisha. Well, I'll tell you what. Yeah, she's taller.
Well, hopefully her birthday is maybe on a Saturday or Sunday this year, so it won't come up.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys are going to start getting... Stop talking about politics. Go back to who's taller.
No, it's going to be the other way around. Stop talking about people's height and get back to the politics.
Talk about some politics, something interesting.
A trade group that represents craft brewers is looking to cut down on what they consider offensive
beer
names and labels.
I bet it's too many beers.
No. They want to cut down on offensive beer names. The Brewers Association unveiled new marketing guidelines that say that beer should not have sexually explicit names or images on the label.
Why can't it?
Yeah,
that
why not?
Reasonable adult consumers would find inappropriate.
If it's your own beer, you're allowed to name it, whatever you
Under
want.
Under these rules, offensive beers would face more scrutiny at competitions like the World Beer Cup or the Great American Beer Festival. They would still be able to win awards, but they could not use the association's help in marketing. They could not say... We are the winners of the World Beer Cup or the Great American Beer Festival.
Take away fun from alcohol.
If they found that the name of the beer was offensive.
Do you have any dirty name beers you've seen, Puss, that you can actually say on the air?
I've got some here.
Oh, okay. Good. Stuff you can say on the radio?
Maybe this will jog my memories.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, this is fine.
Route 2 Brewery in Lowell in Northwest Indiana. They have some objectionable beer names.
All right.
Its ESB-style beer is named Leg Spreader, and the label illustrates a large-chested woman sitting with the brewery's logo between her spread legs. They consider that an issue.
How many beers spread her legs?
It varies.
Probably
six.
Because chicks are into the extra special bitter.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what ESB stands for.
Okay.
Let's see. There's also... Pig's Mind Brewing PD California Style Ale. The PD is an acronym for Panty Dropper, and the label features a drawing of a woman with her underwear around her ankles.
This is why people would buy this beer, because of these things.
Yeah. There is the
dudes.
Because it's different.
Yeah. There's the, and this can be disturbing, the Flying Dog Pearl Necklace Chesapeake Stout.
Flying Dog is the name of the brewery.
Pearl Necklace Chesapeake Stout.
That's a talented bulldog.
You don't want a Pearl Necklace. I'm not going to go there.
Yeah. No.
It's disgusting.
I'm just going to stop right there.
That's the worst day of your life.
There's the Sweetwater Happy Ending Imperial Stout.
Happy Ending.
Yeah. There's Stark Brewing's Mount U Golden Cream Ale.
These are not even hardcore.
No.
They're just beer.
And the
fun
Village
beer
Idiot
name.
Brewing Company's Thong Remover Belgian Triple.
Right.
They said that they just want to err on the side of tolerance. It's not going to be black and white. But at the same time,
God,
we think this is a step in the right direction.
So beer is getting snooty.
They say we
That's
do think
what we need.
This step is the right thing to do, but it's going to be sticky. It's going to be hard.
Right. We need to we need to mainstream that a little more.
Yeah.
Now, the Thong Remover, I got a bunch of images of offensive beer memes. And the Thong Remover is reminiscent of the old, was it Coppertone?
Coppertone.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the dog.
But it's not a 10-year-old girl, is it?
No, the dog is tugging at the chick's bikini bottom.
Yeah, because Coppertone was a 10-year-old girl. Jodie Foster.
That's too bad. There's just people reading too much into it. It's not like, put her roofie in this.
No, right.
ESP.
Right. This will get you laid.
Yeah.
This is permanent.
Right. This is permanent. Right. Something called gorilla panic. Mind rape. That's the kind of beer I want. Give me a mind rape.
Yeah, here's another one from that flying dog called Raging Bitch.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's
like
not
that.
Offensive. They didn't list that.
That would be great to order for some lady you're not happy with at the bar, though. Yeah, like a Budweiser and a Raging Bitch for her, please.
Yeah, I'd like a Coors Light and 6 pearl necklaces, please.
That's stuck to the tape. That's stuck to the tape. I want that for tomorrow, because once the break happens, we don't talk about the show anymore. We don't talk about anything. Nick Allen, Funny Bone headliner Friday night.
Sunday night.
Excuse me, Sunday night.
I just found out, too, I'm going to be hosting for Billy Gardell, so I'll be there all week.
Excellent.
Sunday night's I'm closing it down.
All right, go see him. Billy Gardell will be here Friday. Nick tweets it at Nick's Allen. We tweet at TNT Radio Empire, Facebook broadcast, podcast. If you listen anywhere, forced or not, we appreciate it. We appreciate you listening to us, forced or not. And, hopefully we all come together with a pearl necklace beer or something like that.
Yeah,
that's funny. Nobody should not be funny about that. If you're offended by that. Aisha Tyler, too, joined us. She was great.
Shame we have to go now.
She's not offended by that.
No.
I just sobered up.
Yeah.
I just got sober.
Have another mind rape.
And now we got to go home.
See you tomorrow.
Thanks
for listening.
Good night.
The Todd and Tyler Radio Empire is copyright 2017 Scripps Media. All rights reserved.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.